The Suffolk County Water Authority has been urging residents on the east end of Long Island to restrict their water use, but they have largely ignored that plea. WCBS's Sophia Hall has the story.
The request was simple. Please do not irrigate between midnight and 7 a.m. if you live on the east end of Long Island. Why? Here is Suffolk County Water Authority's emergency manager, Phil Thompson.
With all the pumps running and the tank levels dropping during that overnight period from, let's say, 2 a.m. to 7 a.m., if there was a large fire, the fire department's going to have insufficient water pressure and volume to put out that fire.
This plea, along with also asking residents to take shorter showers and stop non-essential water use, went out on August 2nd. However, this week, when supervisors went out to check if people are listening, they found out most are not.
But what it appears is happening is everybody's hoping that their neighbor's doing it, and nobody actually is.
Thompson believes there are a few reasons why the conservation request was not followed, including...
I think one of the issues is that in some of these areas in Southampton, that possibly the homeowners aren't getting the message. It's probably going to their property managers, and I don't know how receptive those property managers are, because their main job is to keep the properties looking nice, and one of the ways they do that is by irrigating.
There are no consequences like being fined if a person does not conserve water. On Long Island, Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.